Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig na may K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky stay in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube. Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One
to Sarang.
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Ayun. Yan, welcome to the podcast. Guys, nung Friday, pagpasensya niyo na yung actions ko last Friday. But I have to address that elephant in the room, no? Kasi kung susumahin, sobrang nakaka-frustrate yung mga ganong bagay and yung mga ganong bagay na dapat yung pinag-uusapan. At hindi na dapat pinagbibigyan ng hininga o ng panahon kahit hininga man lang na mapapag-uusapan. So, kung ako masusunod, ayoko na siya pag-usapan. Ayoko na rin bigyan ng platform at baka mawili masyado itong mga to. So yun, hindi ko nabibigyan ng mahabang panahon tong taon to. Ang masabi ko na lang, mag-ikat na lang kayo. Sana matahimik na yung mga yan. Tapusin na sana yung issue. Yun lang naman. Okay. So for today's podcast, Holy Week ngayon, so medyo maghihinay-hinay tayo. The time that we're going to release this episode, Holy Week, ito yung Monday. So, sa mga magninilay-nilay ngayong linggong ito, sana kayo ay maayos, sana kayo ay mapagdasal ng mabuti, o kaya eh mapagpahinga sa iba, yung mga ibang walang pasok, mapagpahinga. Ayan, gamitin niyo yung Holy Week para mapagpahinga. Ayun, so medyo di ko nahahabaan tong episode na to. Siguro mga 30 minutes. Kasi wala man tayo ganun pag-uusapan. Basically, updates lang to for this week's wrestling. Yun, di na ako papatagal. Yun, tandaan nyo na lang palagi na Blast TV is our WWE broadcaster when it comes to here in the Philippines. So, ongoing pa din yung promo nila with si Tanta Sports. So, if you have si Tanta, the plan or yung bagong account mo, pagbagong account mo sa Blast TV, you can use the code na makikita nyo sa description ng episode na to, and then you can get 3 months of Blast TV with si Tanta Sports, and syempre you can get the WWE and the UFC programming at marami pa kayong ibang makukuha dyan sa Blast TV. So kung wala naman kayong credit card, pwede rin naman kayong kumuha as long as you have Converge or Globe at home. At pwede nyo na rin po mapanood ang WWE sa Blast TV for free. Ayan po. So, libre-libre nyo po mapapanood ang WWE programming sa Blast TV. Again, WWE on Blast TV, WWE home here in the Philippines. So, konting mga bagay lang ang pag-usapan natin, no? Kasi wala naman tayo masyadong pag-uusapan mga bagong balita about WWE mainly. So let's start with pasensya na guys, sobrang ikli lang ito. So let's start with SmackDown, today's SmackDown. So Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar took place, and ano bang tawag dito? The finish of this match, medyo makulit. Oo, medyo makulit. Pero ang weird kasi Dominic Mysterio interfered on this match just to build the continuity of the whole feud, no? Between Dom and Rey Mysterio. Oh, alam ko may continuity ito. Pero natatawa ako at the same time na they are building this. I hope we are not getting the WrestleMania match again between Dom and Rey. I'm just hoping that this is just a continuity of their feud between Dom and Rey Mysterio. But I hope they're not going to do any matches between the two of them. Okay, so ano ba tawag dito? Theory and Waller versus Street Profits was made official for next week's SmackDown. So, yun na po ang second bracket for the tag team title tournament para dun sa match sa WrestleMania. So, marami tayo pag-uusapan after WrestleMania. So, ay before WrestleMania, ayan, pag-usapan natin yun sa mga predictions episode natin sa WrestleMania. Ayan. Tapos, so ito, may story ngayon na tumatakbo. Si Naomi is was thanked by Bayley for saving her on the last episode of SmackDown. Then Bianca Belair na parang hindi niya makasundo si Naomi dito at saka si Bayley. Bayley kasi parang alam niya naman they have this history na umabot sa halos 2 taon na sila yung nag-feud for the tag titles at some point. Then, ito, medyo nag-continue siya during the match between Naomi and Io Sky. So, yon, medyo ang ganda ng continuity. You build ng feud. And then, pumasok din si Tiffany Stratton do sa feud. And I cannot wait to see more of this. Kasi nagpa-plano pa si WWE ng matches for this WrestleMania. So, 7 matches possibly makuha natin. So, it's good. Okay. So, ayun, main event, obviously. So, we got the face-off between The Rock, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. So, ayun, parang they are just basically trading shit. Wala naman masyadong info na bago. Wala masyadong info na bago, pero Cody did a really good job on planting further history of mind games kay Roman. Then, ayun. So, we have this final few minutes. So, Jimmy and Solo appeared from the crowd. Then, Jey Uso and Seth did the same thing. I would love to see a 6-man tag before WrestleMania, but it's not possible. But yun. Ano ba tawa dito? Itong buong WrestleMania na to, so far, 10 na. 10 na yung matches as we speak. And we are ready actually na magkaroon pa ng 4 matches. So bali 7 talaga. Yung lucky 7. So yun lang naman. Yun lang naman ang abangan natin. At yun lang din yung nagustuhan ko this week on SmackDown. So, ito. Update nga muna tayo with AEW. So, I tried to check the official website ni AEW. Si MJF kasi is no longer on the website ng AEW nung midnight. At ngayong recording, wala pa din si MJF doon sa website. Ayan, wala pa din siya sa website ng AEW. I don't know if that means something for AEW. I don't know if that means something for AEW. I don't know if that means something for the future of AEW. o kaya ng future ng WWE, we don't know. Ang alam ko lang sa ngayon, hindi naman aalis si MJF. That's for sure. Sa ngayon. Hindi pa natin alam kung ano bang rumor, kung ano yung report. Ang alam ko lang, hindi totoo na aalis si MJF. Pupunta ng WWE. No. It's not how it works for now. Ang yun ang alam kong report na nababasa ko. Na hindi aalis si MJF sa AEW. Yun. Dire-diretso na tayo. So, we have an update. WWE announced that the Slammy Awards will return at WrestleMania Sunday. Ito ay doon live sa may WWE World. So, para ito yung access dati. So, the hosts will be Kati Kelly and Big E. Ayun. So, meron tayong category lineup. Makikita nyo rin naman ito lahat sa WWE website. So, ito. Female Superstar of the Year. Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Io Sky, Becky Lynch. Male Superstar of the Year. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Gunther, Logan Paul. Best Entrance. Cody, Roman, Bianca, Seth, Rhea, Becky, Rock, Dom. Return of the Year, CM Punk, The Rock, Nia Jax, Randy Orton, Naomi. Faction of the Year, Judgment Day, Alpha Academy, Imperium, Bloodline, Damage Control. Rivalry of the Year, Seth vs. Drew, Dom vs. Rey, Bianca vs. Damage Control, Roman vs. Cody, R-Truth vs. Judgment Day. Ayan, so NXT Superstar of the Year, Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, Lyra Valkyria, Tiffany Stratton, Braun Breaker. Match of the Year, Bad Bunny vs. Damian Priest, Backlash 2023, Roman vs. Sami, Elimination Chamber 2023, Gunther vs. Chad Gable, Raw, September 4, 2023, Asuka vs. Bianca vs. Charlotte, SummerSlam 2023, Charlotte vs. Rhea, WrestleMania 39. So, OMG, Moment of the Year, Rey Mysterio punches Dom on Raw or SmackDown last year. CM Punk returning to WWE. Io Sky cashing in her Money in the Bank contract. The Rock slapping Cody Rhodes during the WrestleMania XL PressCon. Damage Control turning on Bayley. Cody Rhodes slapping The Rock. Tangin na parang binadali ito ah. Ayan, so Social Media Star of the Year, Grayson Waller, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, Chelsea Green, and Liv Morgan. Then Breakout Superstar of the Year, Jey Uso, Tiffany Stratton, Pretty Deadly, Dragon Lee, LA Knight. So yun ang lineup for this year's, batao dito. This year's The Slammies, so it will take place on Sunday, WrestleMania Sunday, so most likely Monday ito mag-fall sa atin sa Pinas. So, ayun, kung pa rin gusto nyo panoorin yung Slammies, you can watch it on YouTube, social media ng WWE, and sa iba pang platforms ni WWE. So, focus tayo sa Raw. Yung Nia Jax versus Becky, yung last woman standing. I don't know, but I really love it. The match was amazing between two of them. Then yung pagkatapos na appearance ni Rhea Ripley sealed the cake for me. Okay, so Jey Uso and Jimmy faced up in the ring. And that was amazing if you ask me. Sobrang solid. yung words by words nilang dalawa parang ang ano eh, ang distinctive, oo. Pero alam mo yung difference sa dalawa at napakalaki ng evolution nila, Jay at Jimmy. I hope we can get more of this at WrestleMania or after WrestleMania. We will get that after that, down the road. Ayun. So we have another set of matches for WrestleMania 40 tag match. So we have DIY beating the Creeds. So R-Truth defeating Into Share. Ayun, medyo excited din ako sa Degeneration X. Ayun. So nagkaroon ng contract signing between Sami Zayn and Gunther for the IC title. Sobrang simple lang ng contract signing na to. Then yung pag-walk out ni Sami Zayn from the ring to the backstage, napakaganda nung presentation. And yun, sobrang solid para sa akin. Yun. R-Truth, obviously, and Miz defeated Indo Share. So yeah, that was it. Then Drew and Seth doing the promo in the ring. Sobrang quality din ng promo nila, in my own preference. Pero sa tingin ko, maganda rin yung move that we are getting a unique build for all of the matches that's being focused on the Bloodline and Seth Rollins and Drew for WrestleMania. That's a good thing for me. Okay, so we have New Day defeated Alpha Academy for the slot again for Raw sa match for WrestleMania. Yon. So, yun nga, Becky and Nia Jax. I think ito talaga yung pinaka magandang run ni Nia Jax sa buong WWE career niya. Para sa akin ang ganda ng buong match na yon. You should watch it, guys, I swear. Ito na yung pinaka para sa akin impressive na run between both of them. Sobrang iba yung pakiramdam. Napaka-solid. Yun. Kung tatanungin nyo ako yung rock concert, di pa rin ako impressed. Ayun. So we have AEW. Let's talk about AEW. So we have two title changes. Adam Copeland defeated Christian Cage for the TNT title. Then AEW officially changed the rules for the Continental Championship. So Kazuchika Okada defeated Eddie Kingston for the belt. And now AEW changed the rules for the belt na ito na daw ay magiging defendable as independent belt. Then there will be Continental rules, so yung G2 rules na hindi na daw pwedeng may interference o hindi rin pwedeng may manager or may interference on the matches. So, yun. So, pag-usapan na natin yung importante. Okada winning the match for the Continental Classic. It's very given to me. Oo, given na siya. So yun, Mercedes Moné. I'm trying myself na mag-grow with this new Mercedes Moné gimmick. Pero feeling ko, kailangan pa mag-grow yun from time to time. At di pa ako may impress. Oo. So yun, Okada beating Eddie Kingston for the belt. Pero, ayun, I hope that that clears the bucket for... De, ito, magtanggal na ako ng ano. Pero I hope this rules for the Continental Classic belt, ito na yun mag-clear ng confusions when it comes to the belt. they provided an explanation, and that was a really good presentation and explanation on it. So it's kind of justified on what AEW is offering to us here on this one. So di ko na pag-usapan yung kay Jericho at kay Hook kasi no one cares. Then AEW is obviously setting up a Swerve versus Joe match at AEW Dynasty. So I am really looking forward for this one. Mm-hmm. Then Christian Cage versus Adam Copeland 3 I Quit. Napakainit na itong match na ito. Pero ito, match na ito, that was fun. That was fun. And pati bayad talaga ng itlog itong dalawa. No? Pero yeah, the overall this match is basically a crowd match. But okay, that was solid. Okay. Ito, recommend ko na din sa inyo itong Statlander and Willow versus Sky Blue and Julia Hart. This is one of my picks of the week. So, gusto nyo panoorin, panoorin nyo. Ayun. So, NXT is also building up through their upcoming show. Sadya na maikili talaga itong episode na to. Kasi medyo bumabalik nyo naman yung hindi magandang boses ko. So, yun. Itong NXT, they're building up for Stand and Deliver. And so far, medyo impressed naman ako on how they're building up the shows. Lalo na yung mga three-way matches na sinaset nila every week for the NXT title. So we have this Tito Paxley and Roxanne Perez feuding. And yun nga. Sana yung Pop Rocks, tanggalin na nila sa finisher list ni Roxanne, no? Hindi talaga ako na-impress sa Pop Rocks. Sana signature lang to. Pero yun, she called out Ava again. Then Lyra and Roxanne brawled. And Lyra asked to Ava that I want to fight her at Stand and Deliver. So yeah. I cannot wait to see more of that later on. Mas mainit, sa totoo lang, mas mainit pa to kaysa sa dalawang matches sa men's. But yeah, I cannot wait to see this. And naset na siya. Obvious na to, parang sequel na eh. Sineset na lang nila talaga. Formalities na lang talaga. Yun. So, Oba Femi. I'm really glad Oba Femi is getting the appreciation that he deserves. Pero yun, sobrang solid din talaga nung presentation niya. Yun. Yun, sobrang para saan. Napaka-ganda ng evolution. Yun, continue natin. So, ano pa ba? Sol Ruka made her return. Okay lang, solid siya para sa akin. She is still evolving and setting up for something. Then we have this Tony D promo on Ilya. Ganda pa din talaga ng mga promos talaga basta si Tony D yung mag-set ng gantong concept, gantong mind games. Napakaganda. Iba yung di lang talaga ako sanay sa iba. But this is really good. No? Pero continue natin. Ano pa ba? Wala na, yun na lang eh. Yun na lang yung importante. Marami pa tayong pag-uusapan next week pagdating ng WrestleMania predictions. Medyo iiklaan ko lang kasi medyo bumabalik niya naman yung boses ko. So, nag-iingat ako. Yun lang naman. So, I hope you can support the show bago tayo mag-wrap sa ngayon. Gawa lang tayo picks of the week. Yung picks ko, superstar of the week, sa tingin ko, it should be... Hindi, parang hirap ang hirap ito. Siguro, I'm leaning towards Okada. Pero mayroon din akong feeling that I might pick. Ang ba tao dito? I might pick Copeland too. Adam Copeland. Then, Woman of the Week, Roxanne. So, tingin ko, napakaganda ng setup niya with this build-up. Ewan ko, first time may ata tayo nagkaroon ng tripit sa buong history ng main event mark na pare-parehas, Roxanne Perez yung picks natin. Wala, ganda talaga ng run ni Roxanne. Becky din, sama natin si Becky at si Naya. Match of the Week, yung main event ng Dynamite, yung Copeland versus Christian Cage, tsaka yung Rampage main event, yung street fight, women's street fight, that was amazing too, if you're going to ask me. Ayun lang, please follow the social media platforms of the main event mark. Next week, we're going to do a WrestleMania 40 weekend predictions. Tsaka yung Ask Angelo Anything, sama na natin sa susunod na episode ng main event mark. Medyo malatlan talaga ako. Di maganda yung boses ko ngayon. So, pasensya na. Babawi tayo next week on the show with a better voice. Yun lang. So, for now, we are out. And again, congratulations sa Dexcon, Ubon Dexcon, for their successful event. And for now, see you on the next episode of the pod. Goodbye for now. Yun lang.